Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started.
Let's see what's on the Living Artist today. That was creepy.
Yes, Satan? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were somebody else.
Shout out to Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura. Going way back for that one. You might be saying to yourself, why the hell are you quoting and doing a bad impression of Jim Carrey from Ace Ventura? And I say to you,
oh, look, they're little footballs.
Nothing like a nonsensical answer to a question. Welcome back, everybody, to the Living Artist Podcast and another episode. Well, there's a method always, as you know, to my madness at the beginning. By the way, bonus points to any of you who can decipher what the Satan-esque speech was, what actually was being said, if you can figure that out. It's kind of random, but it's a cool, let's just say I pulled it from a lyric. If you can figure it out, kudos to you and check out the band. But moving forward, there's a whole lot of imitation going on here, and that is by design, because today I'm going to do a little bit of an interactive thing where I challenge you to do something in your work. And this, you know, this doesn't have to be for painters, but I'm just going to talk to painters first and foremost, because that's my medium. And you can just, you know, switch out. If you're a sculptor, you can, you know, you can do this with other sculptors, or if you're a photographer, you can do this with other photographers. You get the idea. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about imitation. And imitation and stealing and all that stuff is, you know, a hot topic in the art world. And, you know, Picasso has the famous quote, amateurs borrow, professionals steal, or something like that. I might be paraphrasing, but you get the idea again. So why do I say to do this? Am I encouraging you to imitate other artists? Am I encouraging you to borrow and steal other people's style? No, I'm definitely not doing that. What I am encouraging you to do, if you're in a funk, or if you just are, like, maybe you're a seasoned artist. Like, I've been painting for 20, 25 years. I mean, I've been painting my whole life, but kind of in school and beyond for about 25 years. And maybe you've been painting for 30 years, 40 years, and you're a professional. Sometimes you just need to do this to clean the palette. And sometimes you need to do this to come up with some ideas by filtering your perspective through another artist. So my interactive call to action to you is to pick an artist or two or three, whatever. Pick an artist that you really like and admire from the past. They can be living, but, you know, maybe go back further. Somebody who you really admire, somebody who's been an influence on your work, and try to replicate a painting of theirs. Like I said, I'm speaking to painters, but this can be a sculptor, this can be a photographer, et cetera, et cetera. Pick a painter that you really like and who's, you know, spoken to you and really influenced your work, and try to do one of their paintings, try to recreate one of their paintings. Now, you can put a little spin on it. I have a lot of these too. I am going to put a link in the show notes to go to my figurative and pop surrealist page. It's a selection of works that I've done. Some of the ones that I've sold in the past are not up there, but you can look at a selection of some of my pop surrealist and figurative works in there. And there's one near the bottom that's called Van Gogh, Miro, Picasso, and Presto. Presto is me. It's like a four square painting within a painting, where I decided to do an homage to some of my favorite painters, Juan Miró, Pablo Picasso, and Van Gogh, Vincent Van Gogh. And then I did my own little style in the bottom right corner. And I think I pulled it off pretty well, but I learned a lot by doing this and trying to make them you know, put them into a piece and to integrate them with my own style and balance them out was its own journey, but also just to learn a lot from trying to apply the paint the way they applied the paint, trying to figure out what they were doing, how they were working with composition, how they were working with, like Miro, for example. It looks pretty simple. It's shapes and lines and it's kind of squiggly and it looks like it's, you know, fairly basic, but I learned so much doing that painting about simplicity and about how hard it is to do a simplistic design and make it really stand out and vibrate. His pieces always vibrate to me, and it was not easy to replicate. So I kind of had to figure out a way to do that. And the thing that is cool about this and why I'm saying this and why I'm challenging you to do this is because it doesn't matter if you're a beginner, like I said, or you're a seasoned artist, it is something unique to do, to see through this artist's eyes and like learn little techniques. I have found so many little things in that that I've then built off of and completely turned around and made my own, like filtered it through my lens. And now you wouldn't even be able to tell that I was influenced by these people, but I did learn it by kind of, you know, obviously going through school and learning certain techniques and, you know, studying artists and stuff like that, but actually doing these imitation pieces. I have another one down below that's a Van Gogh Cafe Terrace at Night. That's another homage. You can look on the same page as some other stuff that's like cartoony stuff like Homer Simpson. And there's one with, it's called The New Order, and it has Bugs Bunny carrying a Van Gogh piece while he's being, you know, shunned and thrown out by all the 3D animation CGI new characters like Shrek and all that stuff. So learning how to paint and do things and doodle and create stuff like other artists is really a fun exercise, but it's also something that you can really learn from. I know we all do that. As a kid, I used to just doodle and copy, you know, Garfields and, you know, a bunch of stuff. Like we made our own Mad Magazine, Crack Magazine with my friend Ryan O'Malley. We did a whole magazine where we were kind of drawing in the style of these magazines. So you really learn how to stretch yourself as an artist. And what I want you to do is pick somebody that you really like and admire, a few people, and paint or create a piece in their same style. And you, like I said, you can do a little spin on it. You can kind of take it and start with that and then, you know, transition into something that you want to do, or just try to replicate a painting as well as you can and see what you learn from it. And you can tag me on Instagram or something like that at PMS Artwork so I can take a look at it and I want to see what you come up with. I'm not telling you to pawn this off as your own and then turn around and sell this piece, because that is kind of like the art version of plagiarism. It's more of an exercise to see how well you can replicate somebody, because you'll be surprised, for example, if you're doing a Van Gogh, all of his brush strokes and how he lays down the paint, the closer you can get to looking like Van Gogh, you will start to see into his mind. You get like a window into his mindset and how he applied paint down. And you can really learn from that. It's not just as simple as like matching the colors. It's the layering. It's the emotion that goes into it. It's the composition. It's everything. I read a whole book on Van Gogh, the Van Gogh letters, and, you know, some biography stuff, and really got into his mindset before I was painting these things. Try something out like this, and, you know, I think you'll be surprised what you can learn from doing this exercise. And then, like I said, tag me if you want to on social media so I can take a look at what you've come up with. I think it's a fun exercise. I think you'll have a lot of fun with it, but it's also something where it stretches you. Like maybe you're an abstract artist and you want to try your hand at a Picasso piece, okay? Well, that's great. You can try it. And I think you will learn so much about being an abstract artist by going back and learning, you know, how to paint a little bit like Picasso, or just to kind of see it through his eyes. Or, you know, maybe you're going to do a Frida Kahlo piece or a Giorgio O'Keeffe piece or something like that. You will see a lot by learning to look through their eyes, and, you know, you get a window into their soul and into their process. And then you can kind of take that and run with it. But I guarantee you, you'll be a better artist by trying this exercise. And I think it'll be fun for you to look into this page of my work, because I have some stuff that I don't have on my website because it's so old. But some of the paintings on here go back to like 2004 or something. So it's like 20 years ago. So you can get a chance to see where I started, how I kind of, you know, built my career as a pop surrealist, and where the, you know, abstraction took its roots from through the figurative work. But you can also see where I did some of these imitation stuff. I also did like Chagall paintings. I really love Chagall. And so I did some Frida Kahlo type stuff. But you can see as I started to advance and as I started to get better and better, I was already painting like my own. But sometimes I would just, as an experiment, I would go and do a piece or like an homage to one of these artists. But then you can see, like, if you look at The Dining Dead, this was a piece that was a commentary on me waiting tables and how I hated waiting on certain people and how rude they were and how I saw these people. So you can see how I kind of took Picasso and filtered it through my lens with just little hints of you just look at the eyes and the piece and how they could break the plane and get a little tiny bit cubist, but it's more in my style. It was more to exaggerate the emotion of these people just eating the dining dead, not speaking, just sitting across from themselves, stuffing food in their face. It's pretty grotesque, but it's also funny. And it was just a little bit of a exercising of some of my bad feelings at the moment when I was waiting tables at this restaurant that I hated working at. So, you know, look through the page. You can see as I advanced and got into, you know, more black and white kind of pop surrealist stuff and some more political type stuff. And it's just fun to see the origins of that. But first and foremost, I want you to really jump into this exercise. Just as fun. You might be like, I don't want to do this. You know, this is not a class. But honestly, I know you're going to have fun with it. Sometimes we need to shake things up a little bit. And what better way to shake things up than to adopt a different persona for a painting session? That's it for today. I just really want you to try this out. And I would love to see your progress. I would love to see, you know, the results. So like I said, you can tag me on social media at PMS Artwork. And I would love to look at what you come up with. Be as free as you want or as close to the artist, you know, the original work as you want. Hope you liked the episode. Hope you got something out of it. Hopefully this is something that will be fun for you to do in your own life and art and studio. And of course, we will see you on...
Oh, brother, again? Alrighty then. They don't pay me enough for this crap. Oh, wait, they don't pay me at all. Son of a...
This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.